Online Podcast 138.
Hi, welcome everybody. We are walking down the street with Michael, my friend.
I'm
making use of my friend, meeting with my friend as my a source of my show a whole lot. Gosh, you're going to be hearing her for the next 10 weeks.
10 weeks? That's so long.
No, anyway.
I guess we are the loudest thing outside.
Hey, can we go to the left?
So we're going to walk. Let's do a sound-seeing tour to the Tiffany & Co.
Yeah,
oh. Tiffany & Co. What is this called? Is company?
Yeah, company.
Tiffany?
No, Tiffany Corporation. Tiffany Company.
Company, and I think.
Oh!
So we
are coming here.
So Plaza, I mean, the Kent City. Kent City is not too bad, huh? We have a Tiffany.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't even
I'm so
know.
Not a brand. I'm so not a brand person.
Me neither,
I
me
don't
neither.
Care.
But you know
my
what?
My bag is heavy.
Say,
so we're in front of a Tiffany.
Michael's getting married.
Michael's getting married sometime.
Sometime soon.
Sometime in the next few years.
Where's the ring? I don't see a ring.
That's very nice. Some jewelries. We're looking into. I'm sure a lot of people are thinking, am I recording? Wait. Yeah, we're doing a sound scene tour right now. What? So we're outside Tiffany & Co. Tiffany and Ho. We're looking for like rings. Diamond rings? Maybe it's on the other side.
Maybe.
Let's go see. So we're outside Tiffany right now at the plaza. Uh-huh. And we're looking in. I guess they have like marble kind of exterior on the outside.
Uh-huh.
Very nice store.
I love it.
So anyway, ooh, nice
very
door.
Nice, yeah.
Thick
nice.
Door.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we're walking around outside of Tiffany & Co. Should we take a picture?
Why?
I don't know.
Or maybe I should send it to Christopher.
No. So mean.
Why so mean?
It's just money. Are you going to pay it yourself?
Well,
that's nice. The diamonds.
I don't see any diamond rings.
Diamond rings, I think maybe they kept all those maybe overnight. Let's see if there's any.
Okay, let's go Starbucks.
You don't want to check. Oh, there's no more windows.
Nothing in there yet.
Yeah. Okay. Your eyes
Plaza,
are
Plaza, I love Plaza, by the way.
So, look at that guy.
Why he's sitting facing in front of us?
He has a table in front of him.
Hey, look, the umbrella looking thing looks like a ghost.
The what? Don't scare
right
me.
Right here.
What?
Under the tree, look.
The umbrella?
Looks like a ghost. Like a month.
What?
Did I tell you this story? Oh gosh, listener, I have to tell you. Are you guys ready to listen to this?
Yes.
Okay. I never believed that.
Oh my god, don't tell me you saw ghosts.
I shot ghosts.
What?
I took a picture of ghosts.
Oh my Jesus. You have to show it to me. Will you show it to me?
Actually, I deleted it. Because I was so scared. Okay.
Why did you
okay,
delete
I
have
to tell it? You story.
Okay.
Listen, okay. I was in Japan at my father's cemetery.
Uh-huh.
Taking pictures.
Oh my god, this is juicy. I love it.
What?
This is juicy. The story is good.
Okay, you know.
I'm excited.
Okay. But taking pictures at the cemetery is taboo or really disrespect of death or something like that.
Uh-huh.
That's soul or whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
In Japan we believe that. All right, anyway.
You go and hear
go
that.
This way.
Okay.
And then but well, I
can you finish the story outside though?
Yeah, yeah. I wanna take picture to show, you know, my boyfriend where this is my father's cemetery, whatever,
yeah.
Beautiful, you know, stuff, everything, right? Okay, so I took horizontal first, vertical picture, and, you know, I'm a photographer, right?
Yeah.
So I take a neat picture, so I just kind of, you know, stone go line up,
uh-huh.
And the background is true.
If you understand.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, anyway, so lined up. You know, nicely lined up.
Uh-huh.
And then like tree background because of the mountain behind there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, I shot. What did this mean?
Is it with that camera? With the same camera?
This camera, yeah.
Okay.
I could, yeah. With my digital camera.
Like, she's saying she's holding up the camera like portrait, so not landscape. So
yeah, exactly.
Vertical.
Exactly, vertical. And then I took it. Okay, so then I went home. I didn't bother to feed the picture to computer until the day
yeah.
I leave.
Okay.
To the United States.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but
download the pictures. The
exactly.
Computer.
Then I was waiting. You know, my brother picked me up to take me to the airport or whatever. I thought, oh, I had a picture I should feed into my computer, download everything. Then I just downloaded everything. After that, I was looking. I said, all of a sudden, somehow I thought, I hope I didn't get anything. I should look detailed for the picture, right? One by one.
You hope that you didn't take any ghost one.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
Because I see a lot of fake one, right? First one, nothing, just my father's name on a stone, you know, at the cemetery, whatever. Nice picture, the flower, whatever. Second one, nothing. The third one, the vertical one, I noticed one thing. Something there. I was like, uh-oh. It's really farther end. It's like about 30, almost 40 stone.
Stones away?
Yeah, stones away. And then there, about the third one from the last.
Uh-huh.
In front of the stone, something in the air.
Like what?
I zoomed in, look. Two people. Floating.
Fuck.
In the air.
Like how can you see the face?
I could see the face.
Oh shit.
Hairstyle. What they
women
were.
Or men?
Men and women. I think they're married.
Uh-huh.
He had a hair like pulled back. Like
is it like old, like ancient Japanese?
Or? No. It's young people, like about 40, about 50. And then he had a scarf, suits.
Oh.
And I can't.
Very detailed. So you get
exactly.
A lot of detail.
Exactly.
What if it's real person? Maybe they were just
No. I couldn't see the leg.
Like, so it's like on the leg, it's blurry?
Blurry. No, it's like blending in the background.
Oh, like see-through kind of?
See-through. And then.
But the top, is it all see-through or you
orange.
Can see?
Orange.
Oh, orange? Like,
orange color on the face.
You shouldn't have deleted it, Michael.
I know, but you know what? And then his wife had a short hair. They both looking. If they are looking at me, that's not good because they're connecting. Maybe they got upset about me or something like that, I believe. But they were looking to their stone, kind of praying looking, and they head down. But I
Were the hands like praying?
No,
hands?
I couldn't see. It kind of blended
in.
Okay, but like,
okay.
Like,
but you can see their faces?
Kind of. I don't know exact like figure, but like hairstyle, Asian face. Father, right? And their body kind of green, orangish because blending into the background. It's not completely deep, but you can see it clear. And as soon as I see, I was like, what? What is this? I got so scared. I just immediately deleted.
Why did you do that?
I don't know.
You should have called me.
And then I told my brother. He's like, what? What is it? I want to see it like that.
Yeah, me too.
And then my mother said, I deleted it because today I had to fly back to. And I didn't want an airplane crash or anything. Or you never know. And my brother said, you know what? You said you deleted it. But when you kind of.
Maybe I can rescue the picture.
How can I?
Is it still in iPhoto?
I save it on iPhoto.
But when you delete an iPhoto, it goes into a trash can. Did you empty the trash can?
No, it never did it. They just asked me, delete.
Yeah, so if you never empty the trash can, I think it's still inside the trash can.
But you know what? And whenever I delete it after that, I keep trashing empty trash and stuff.
Empty trash inside iPhoto or empty trash on the Finder?
No, inside iPhoto.
Not inside.
I never did it!
Maybe you still have it.
Do I have to delete the inside photo?
Yes.
So I have a lot of pictures saving there.
Yes.
It's done. It's done. No.
Oh my god, we have to see it. We have to see it.
I don't want to see it. It's scary. But anyway, so
I
always empty only outside the trash can. That's it. But I never touch inside iPhoto.
Inside iPhoto. Which iLife do you have? iLife 05 or iLife 04?
I don't know. Whatever like it came with.
Oh, maybe you don't have the
10.28.
It came with some. Before that, they didn't have an inside trash can. It's whatever
maybe.
You try. We have to check. We have to check and see if. So we have to have you come back to the show. Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Anyway, my brother said, hey, whenever you open up your laptop again, it's coming back. But it never did.
Maybe, it's not going to come back, but I want to see it. I want to see the picture.
Well, I want to I really should have saved it to show everybody.
Yes.
But I thought it's kind of disrespect, though, because they didn't. It's just, you know, in Japan, we say that. If I ever take picture of ghost, somehow the signal, something like that, it's connecting
level,
mine and there. Because that was my first time I ever shot the ghost. You know how many pictures I shot?
Uh-huh.
It was the first time.
Of course, I've never shot ghosts.
Trying
before.
To take mirror, because every time you take mirror...
Oh shit, I'm scared.
You will get something.
No, I'll just see my... I love my fat face, but I'll just see my fat face.
But, you know, I always be careful. But when I show something, sometimes I can see the shadow, you know? So but I try not to
take it. Some is very vague. You can... It was just like shadow or something that you make it up. I mean, your eyes make it up.
You know what? It always... Whatever I see, the ghost picture in Japan, it's fake. I can tell. But, you know, I shot
Photoshop.
One.
Yeah.
I didn't even touch Photoshop. I want to show you.
See, you shouldn't have deleted it.
But I was so scared.
I like, know. I would be, too.
I just... Oh, it was my reaction. Like, quick, delete it. I deleted all cemetery picture.
You did? All cemetery pictures?
Oh, I didn't save anything. I said, this was a very bad idea that I took it. But I don't know, it's just the feedback, whatever the trash can inside, if they have this.
That only comes in the last version of iPhoto.
No.
And this version in 2006 and 2005 has that.
No.
I think the previous version.
I bought 2002.
So that might not have the trash can. That's too bad, I want to see it. Do you guys want to see it, listeners? Do you guys want to see the ghost
picture? I want to see that again.
Now see, why did you trash it then?
Because it was really...
Too scared.
Yeah,
scared.
I was so scared because I didn't expect it. Let's go get coffee. I'm so full, by the way. Can you drink coffee?
I can't. Maybe we shouldn't.
But... Are we down for the show?
I mean, we can... We... It's too cold to sit outside,
oh, no.
though, I think. Do you want coffee? Can you drink any? I don't think I can.
I don't think I can. I mean, maybe I can.
We can walk around...
Do you want to walk around?
Do you want to get a coffee and walk around or skip coffee?
Do you want some?
I
do you want something
warm?
Are you sure?
Yeah. Do you want any?
Too milky,
okay.
I guess.
Okay, let's just walk. Actually, my car's at... Where did you park?
The Plaza parking by the Barnes & Noble.
Plaza parking.
Plaza
the
park.
Whole area here is Plaza parking.
Plaza parking, Barnes & Noble.
And, oh my god, this is so interesting. Oh, he's kind of cute too.
Not, but anyway. But can you believe it that I shot?
I cannot believe it.
I, you know, my brother. Was
and you didn't tell me about it.
Oh, good that I told you today.
Yes. Along with hundreds of listeners.
Yeah.
I was telling people that as long as you have more than 200 listeners, you can say hundreds of listeners. It sounds a lot more.
It looks like a ghost, isn't it?
Yeah. So the other day I was talking to some of my friends on my other podcast called PenangHokkien.com.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about my car is just down here actually.
Ah, well, you parked this car.
Huh? I can drive you to your car, I guess.
Yeah, drive me to.
Are we done?
No. Are we done?
We can sit there. Do you want to sit there?
No.
Is it cold?
No, no.
I have a jacket in my car, but I like to continue.
Maybe
talking.
Then I can get something warm. Then maybe I should go get something.
Okay, let's get something warm.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah,
no,
you need to get something warm too, just in case, so we can, you know.
Okay.
We can sit and talk.
So we're walking into the Starbucks.
Yes.
And we want to get something warm so that we can.
I cannot believe I deleted the picture. But
I can't believe either.
But I have.
My pants are looser though. I do. My pants loose, but I don't think I lose any weight.
Maybe you
I didn't
lose.
Lose any weight. Hello. I don't know what I want.
Americano.
Sure.
And you want?
What kind of hot stuff do they have? I don't want coffee though.
Hot tea.
Hot tea.
Do you have hot tea here?
Yes, sir.
And what flavor of tea did you have? What are the selections? I have green ginger.
Green ginger?
Yes.
And what size?
I just have tall. So tall, grande, and venti. Tall is just small, grande
tall
is just medium.
That's
how I had to learn it. I guess thanks for coming to the show. I'm sure listeners would enjoy you as well.
I enjoy
you. Can go tell people about the show, and a lot more of your friends would learn more about
podcasts.
Me. Not just me, but you know, my issues, not just issues, but my issues. Pretty much my life is sometimes stuff that people don't know about, you know, being Asian. You know what I'll be getting? I'm gonna start my citizenship process.
You don't have it?
Not yet. I have my permanent residency, but
I think you're American.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Thank you. So, my
citizenship?
I can be preparing. I guess that would be another thing that I'll be doing for my show. I actually haven't talked about that. I thought about it, but I haven't talked about that on my show.
How come you want to be citizen? You're a Malaysian citizen.
I'm a Malaysian citizen right now.
Are you going to switch your citizenship to American?
I may be.
Why?
Why not?
Why do you do that?
Because I get to vote then. Because I'm going to live here.
Forever?
Yeah.
You're not going back anymore? Let's go outside.
Oh, you're done? Oh, okay. How stupid. Yukon? Is that potato?
Potato?
Yukon potato.
Am I going to live here the rest of your life? I think possible.
I think so.
Yeah, you don't need a Malaysian citizen anymore because you don't live.
You think it's going to be okay outside? Yeah. I just sit there. Here? Do you think that heater's on? Probably not. So we're out here again.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Can audience hear my voice?
Yes. Yes.
I think you should sit next to me.
No, as long as I can hear you, they can hear you.
Oh, really? Wow.
So anyway, so I'll be talking about my journey to become an American citizen. I'll document that, you know, I'll surely talk about that on my show all the time. It's a little cold, so I'm gonna sip on my hot tea. What did I get? Green ginger?
I don't remember.
It smells good.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cold.
But I'll wait, not too bad.
Do you want a coat? I can go to my car and get my coat. Like, I don't want to leave, you know, I want to chat with you for a long time.
I know, but you have to work tomorrow. Like me, I don't have anything to do. But you have to work tomorrow.
Yeah, but the thing is, we don't have a place. I guess you can come to my place. But it's easier for you to drive home from here, you're more comfortable. Ah, hot! Burn my lips. So
I hope I can bring the picture back.
Yeah.
But I doubt it. I'll bring it back. Oh!
Yes?
Next time, I need your help. I should have brought my laptop today because I never... Okay, since I bought my laptop, I never did any cleaning of computer. Do I need to do that? Never crash or anything. Just so it started run really slow. Because I have 4,000 pictures.
You should start back up some of your pictures. Back up some of your pictures. Oh yeah, people are talking about computers, but what I want to say is we don't get to do this much, like going out. You know, if you live in Kansas City, it'll be so much nicer. We can do this more often. Yeah. I think we should end the show. And what? No. I want to say.
Talk about ghosts. That's it.
Yeah, it's fun though. Tiffany and ghost. Tiffany and ghost. Is that Tiffany and Co? Tiffany and ghost. So
you know
what?
I have another scary story.
Okay, go ahead and tell us.
Should I tell you?
Yes. Why? Does it involve me?
No. It's really cold outside.
Do you want to go inside and talk inside?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go inside.
It's cold.
With fickle Japanese.
It's so cold.
Fickle Japanese girl. The wind is making it cold. It's probably not good for the recording, though. Is there anywhere? Oh yeah, back there, right there. There's two chairs. There or here? Here. How about here? Oh, do you want that? Okay. More comfortable?
Yeah,
comfortably. Okay. Sorry. Oi. Wait, I cannot move. Hang on. Oi. Actually, I can get online.
Oh, Starbucks are free?
No. It's T-Mobile. I think I still have some minutes left. But okay, what is the scary story that you want to tell us?
Okay, in Japan, you know the, you know, kind of heavy issue. Can I talk?
Yeah.
Okay. You know the war history, World War II, bombs, whatever.
Uh-huh.
In Japan, we have like a museum for the war.
Yes.
Especially nuclear bomb is a big thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, whatever. This is a story about somebody went to school trip to Nagasaki.
Uh-huh.
One of my friends, she went to the trip with her high school. Okay. In Nagasaki, they have...
This is Japanese friend.
Yeah, it's Japanese. In Nagasaki, they have the statue. It's called Peace Statue. The statue pointing to the sky, the finger pointing to the sky. And then the other hand is kind of wide open like that. They are pointing peaceful, like, whole world will be peace. Okay. And they always like a point of finger, like pigeon stopping or some, you know.
Pigeon? Oh,
pigeon,
okay.
Pigeon.
Oh, okay.
Pigeon is a symbol for the peace. Dolce guy or anything. Okay, pigeon is a symbol for the peace.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Anyway, so. But around the statue, they have like a water fountain.
Mm-hmm.
Because of when we got the nuclear bomb draw, the whole city was destroyed really heat, and then a lot of people died with the heat, so they were so thirsty, but because they're radiated, their body was radiated, so if they drink water, they die. Cannot take any water, but they're still trying to find it. They're jumping in the river, you know, out of water with them, because they were just overheated. Okay, the thing happened, terrible. So my friend's school went to the trip. When the team, like, you know, the group went to the statue, one of like her funny classmate or whatever, she was really making fun of those, you know, statue and stuff and the peaceful or whatever. She was kind of dancing in a weird way or whatever at the night.
She's same age as you?
Hmm?
Is she the same age as you?
I never met her. But this is my friend's friend told me. My friend told me.
Okay.
Yeah, my friend, my really close, I know her since like a first grade. Anyway, it happened to her high school friend.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so that girl was making fun of stuff, you know, like doing some weird dancing stuff, you know, disrespect.
Uh-huh.
At the night, they are sharing a room together. They're supposed to have some kind of meeting
mm-hmm.
at the night. And then, the weird stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, her teacher came and, okay guys, let's go to the hallway and then, like, everybody's gonna have meetings, so call up everybody. The girl, like a little chubby girl, she didn't come to the meeting. So everybody's like, where is she? So the teacher went, teacher and another, her roommate or whatever, like, you know, sharing room, went to her room, knocked the door, knock, knock, knock. Nobody answered. But, it's weird. What's going on? They keep knocking the door. Open the door, open the door. And the girl finally opened the door. Like, really pale looking mm-hmm. sick. And like, she's like, what? Like that. And they're like, why you didn't come? You're not gonna come to the meeting. We're gonna have meeting. Like, then she said, I'm so thirsty.
Oh.
I'm so thirsty. I don't know why. Thirsty. Her room smelled like a burn, like a meat.
Oh my god. Burn meat, like flesh, burnt flesh.
Something really stink, weird.
Now, I thought your friends share the same room as her.
No, she didn't share the room with her, the other girl. She had another room or something. But anyway, so she just heard the story about what happened.
And then, and then she's like, I'm so sick, I can't do anything. So she said, I'm going back to bed. She shut the door, she went back to bed. And they were like, that's so strange. They went back to meeting or whatever. It's okay, leave her alone. Next day, she doesn't remember anything. She said, what happened last night? Were you okay? You said you were. Oh, then I heard. Oh, then the girl was like drinking water like crazy. So thirsty like that. And then next day, and then like they saw her, you know, at the breakfast, whatever. She said, well, what happened to you last night? You were drinking water crazy. I said, what? Did I? She doesn't remember anything. Isn't that scary?
Mm-hmm.
That's why
as scary as the picture, though. Really, not as kisses first.
Yeah, but we were saying, don't disrespect the kind of environment that we are saying.
We should not disrespect
anything.
Living or dead.
Nothing.
Anything.
Nobody, you know.
I think this whole universe, everything is interconnected, you know. This is more philosophical.
Yeah.
But I think everything is interconnected. And that's why I'm saying, you know, why waste all this time hating people, you know. Yeah.
But you know, speaking about this, that picture thing,
mm-hmm.
I did not believe any spirit before. Seriously. I love the scary story and stuff too,
mm-hmm.
but
me
after
too.
I took a picture, I believed that. And then my mother said, do you think it could be maybe somebody still alive and they want to come to the cemetery to give prayer or something? Or somebody just died? Then they're making sure, like, oh, we are gonna go in here or something like that. I don't know. A lot of thought maybe came to the soul. Came to, you know, we have the soul, whoever dead from dead body, or you know, sometimes our soul coming out from living people. You know what I mean? Have you heard that?
No.
In Japan, a lot of the story I heard, like one of my friends, she was really sick, and then doctor told her family today is kind of, you know, very critical time. So tonight, if she's not gonna survive, she's not gonna come back, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
She told me when doctor was talking to her parents, she saw herself laying on. She said she was really close to the roof.
Oh my god!
And she was looking down her body, and like laying like that. She said, why am I up there? And her family around stuff. Am I gonna die? You know. And the next second, she saw her grandfather and then her friend. And then they were drinking together, and then she was walking towards them. She saw the river between them, and she said, can I come over there? Because, you know, you guys are having fun, you know, I want to be there. And then her grandfather said, stop.
It's not your time yet.
No time yet. Don't come. You need to learn more stuff about your life. Now turn around, don't ever look back. Just keep going, all right? Promise, you cannot look back. I want to go there. No, too early for you. Just go home. And then she's like, okay, you know. So she wanted to look back, but she didn't look back. And then like she kept walking. And then after she walked a little while, and then next second she woke up. So
now, of course, that a lot of people. Yeah, I want to say two things. One is somebody that I know and you know, I won't say who yet because I don't have the permission to tell whether or not it's okay to tell that story. Yeah, but don't guess. Don't say it out loud. Because I don't want to say
either.
But the sister of that person had the same situation also where she actually saw herself outside. Don't. I'll tell you later. I'll tell you when we stop recording. She saw herself outside her body. Looking down in the hospital room or something, looking at herself. I have to have that person tell me the story. Looking down at herself, like outside of the body. And so the same thing, up high and look down. So that may be true, but some people can argue saying that it maybe it's just psychological, you know? That's what we have, you know, we have ideas like that. And so when we're in the whole sickness, you kind of are hallucinating or you know your mind is all wired wrong when you're sick, right? So maybe that's all created in our own head based on what we heard or based on what we know about what would people experience when they're close to death. So I don't know whether I believe or not, but it really doesn't matter, I don't think.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'll tell you who it is. But thank you so much for listening. That's perfect. Yeah, closing. And say thank you to everyone.
Thank you for listeners.
And maybe if you want to, you know, say anything to Maiko, since you've been listening to her for 10,000 weeks now, you can go to my website at onlinepodcast.com and leave a comment for her there, or email me. I'll send an email to her at online@gmail.com. What is my comment line? It's 206-888-JOHN, and I'll play your comment if you call and leave your comment.
Burping.
I know, people tell me that all the time. But anyway, thank you so much. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Don't forget to smile, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye.